Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, let's get to it. Staycation set up time with your morning mess. JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. Listen, we got Kristen Goodyear on the line. She thinks her boyfriend Abel is cheating because, well, she caught him sending money to somebody else, Krista. So obviously, it's another woman, we're assuming.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you know who this woman is?
I don't know how often you guys use Venmo or one of the Cash Apps.
Mm-hmm. All the time?
But, all the time.
Okay, me too. So on Venmo, when you send someone money, you can write like the funny description or the emoji, whatever that you're sending it for, so your friends can see it. And you can put it on private so no one sees who you're sending money to, but what's the fun in that, right?
Right.
Sometimes when I'm just bored from scrolling Insta or whatever, I just open Venmo and see what people are sending to each other. And people put funny stuff in it. So as I'm scrolling, mm-hmm. I see my boyfriend, Abel, sent money to a girl named Cheryl. And in the caption, it said, "For that milkshake," with a water emoji.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if this was literal or not.
Right, for that milkshake.
Okay, shake. Water emoji.
Yeah. So, for one, why the hell would he be sending money to a random girl? And two, why the hell would he say something like that? He's also stupid to have put it on public for other
right.
people.
Yeah, I have mine on private.
Right. Always on private.
Yeah. Mine is on public.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so you can see who I send money to.
15-year-old, am I right? I'm just trying to think. I'm always trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, why would a guy send a girl? And do you know a Cheryl?
Well, I know.
You don't know.
And I confronted him about it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, he gave me some stupid story about how he needed to send it for one of his friends since the friend's phone died. And that's what the friend wanted to say. And
oh, so he was doing it for someone else.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a horrible liar.
The day that I saw that the money was sent, he did tell me he was going out with friends. So it could make sense. But I still don't understand why another random girl is involved.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. If you knew who Cheryl was and there was a company outing and he didn't bring his wallet, thanks for the milkshake, and maybe he was by a pool and that's what the splash is coming from. It was a pool party. But besides that's reaching. So you don't know a Cheryl. Nope. It sounds very sensual. And he's stupid, too.
Yeah, that emoji is off limits.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship.
The splash one, right?
Yes. That and the eggplant, kind of, unless you're talking to your person, are off the board.
Right.
The tacos, eggplants, peaches, no.
Oh, tacos are off limit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Tacos.
Good to know.
Well, yeah. Okay. You saw someone said, thanks for the tacos. Wait a minute. I Venmo people and said that. Thanks for the tacos.
Cheating.
Okay. Well, we're writing all this stuff down. Okay. So obviously we're going to do the staycation setup for you, hon. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on the reservation. Obviously the person you're wondering about is this girl named Cheryl. If he puts Cheryl on it, I think the biggest thing is it cheating or is it an affair? Because there is a difference.
Same difference to me, frankly.
It doesn't matter. If it was one time, it's over. Okay.
Well. Okay.
All right. Krista, let's call Abel for you up next. Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Abel?
Yeah, this is Abel. Who's this?
Hi, Abel. My name is Salinas. I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. You're actually the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested, please. But thank you.
Are you sure? What if I told you we're putting you in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package? Would you be interested then?
I don't even know where you guys are calling from. This just...
I can explain that to you briefly. We pulled your name from Google and Yelp reviews, saw that you were very present on those sites, and the Aurora Hotel is fairly new to the scene, so we just want to get our name out there. All we ask in return is for an honest review about your stay.
I mean, it's all free, right?
Correct. It's complimentary on us. You wouldn't have to spend a dime, Abel.
Okay, then, yeah, sure, why not?
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm so excited to set this up for you. Something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel, we actually address a sweet or saucy note to your guest of honor. So I can give you a moment to think about what you want that note to say. And when you're ready, I can write it down for you.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with the saucy note.
Saucy note, perfect. All right, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I want to hear you purr.
I want to hear you purr. Okay. Let me go ahead and write that down. That's different. Haven't heard that before. Okay, now that I have that written down, Abel, the most important question here is, who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Sure. Her name is Cheryl.
You f***ing
Hello?
Hey, Abel. Legally, we got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. We are called The Morning Mess. We're a radio show catching up cheaters with your girl, Krista, on the line.
Is Cheryl the one you're sending money to, then?
That's just crazy. Are you serious right now?
I obviously had no other choice since you wouldn't tell me the truth, so I had to find out one way or another, didn't I?
Find out what? There's nothing to find out. What are you trying to get out of doing this?
Oh, my God.
She's trying to find out if you're cheating, and you are.
You freaking lied to me. I asked you who Cheryl was and why you were sending her money, and you gave me some bullshit story.
It wasn't a bullshit story. Why would I lie about
that? Come on, Abel.
Why would you put her name down for a saucy weekend hotel stay?
And you want to hear her purr.
The first name.
You're the wrong kitty purr.
I didn't want to be stuck in some scam and give my own personal information.
Oh, right. That makes so much sense. You were, oh my God. You are such a, listen, we're done anyway, so there's nothing left to lose. So just tell me the truth.
You're going to break with me over the phone on the radio? I'm not letting you embarrass me like that. Like, what the hell?
It's too late. We're live.
Yeah.
Listen, I've given you so many chances to be real with me, and you're sticking to this. You're just lying.
I'm hanging up in front of people I don't even know.
Like, poor Abel.
So, do you think this is really a smart thing to do?
Baby man.
Horrid.
F*** you, Abel. I don't give a f*** what you think about.
Okay.
And this is the best thing that's happened to me today. So
he hung up. So... Yeah. Obviously, he was lying. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this girl, Cheryl's a side piece.
Yeah. I wonder how many others.
You told him what he needed to hear. Hope you feel better. You said good riddance, and I hope you stick with that.
Oh, I will. No. I life is too short for a**holes like Abel. So, thank you, guys.
You seem relieved.
Yeah.
You know what? Kind of, because like my gut feeling told me something was up and told me he was lying, and I wanted to believe him because... We've been together for a little while, but...
How long were you guys together?
A year and a half.
Oh, okay. That is kind of a while.
Yeah, but you know what? You figure that's okay. I'll be okay. I will be okay.
You keep saying that over and over. You will be fine.
I will be fine. Thank you. I will be fine.
And all those guys you turned down, you know what I mean? Return them messages.
Get the roster ready.
My phone is open. I'm open for business.
Oh,
well.
Hands on your knees.
Yeah.
Hands on your knees. Let that breathe.
Rare.
Mm-hmm.
Your stuff purrs too.
Yeah. My purrs better than some cheap ass show.
There you go.
Okay, Krista.
You're going to be fine, Krista. All jokes aside, you're going to be fine. You're better off.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Keep us posted.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys.
We love you too.
Bye.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.